Joining us now, our 36th state senator from 36th district, Jim Stamas. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Doing well, my friend. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Thank you.
Glad to have you on with us. We were mentioning you a couple of times this morning. Big legislation there in the state senate about the concealed permit requirements. And if you can, touch a little bit on that. Give us a little more background on that.
Yeah. So yesterday, the Senate took up Senate bills 584, 585, and 586. These bills are concentrating on the concealed pistol license. Basically, what it would do is create an expanded license beyond the current one that has restrictions on no carry zones. It would allow individuals with additional training, 8 hours additional training, to be able to carry in some of the currently restricted areas. But it would take away open carry in the restricted carry zones. And so I think it's legislation that provides good common sense with additional training. I just want to thank so many people that have reached out and spoke to me ahead of time. They are very passionate on both sides of the aisle, but have been very gracious to express themselves in a positive way. And I appreciate the great dialogue that we've been having so far. This is the first step of at least three. The House has passed something similar, but they did not put in the additional training in that. And so I'm sure there's going to be some discussion on the House bills versus the Senate bills, along with where the governor falls. The governor has been challenged sometimes with these types of bills, and so I think it's going to be a substantial discussion still going forward on where we end up.
All right, very good. And we'll keep informed with you on that as it moves on. But what else has been going on since we last talked?
Well, I had the opportunity to come up and do that IOSCO do the Township Association dinner. I had a great turnout at the Township Association dinner, and I just want to thank all the local officials that take time out of their months and days to help out and serve their communities as well. And so on top of that, I know I'm going to be up in Tawas area coming up and sitting down with the sheriff, local police department, and others, and continuing to just keep a great communication going with locals on a lot of different important issues.
Yeah, so you have been keeping busy, obviously, and they want to catch up with you, Jim, wherever you're going to be, or if they just have some questions about some of the legislation in Lansing, best way is to either contact you by phone or through your email, right?
Absolutely, and my phone is 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036. Or go to my website, www.senatorjimstamas.com, and there's ways to other ways to reach us as well. So appreciate the opportunity to talk this morning. You know, we've got deer season coming up, and so I make sure all of the hunters are safe out in the woods, and then Saturday at 11 o'clock, the 11th day of the 11th hour of the 11th month is a time that we take to thank our veterans. And so thank you to all those that have served. We truly appreciate it and look forward to some of the ceremonies and just meeting with those that took the time and say thank you to the veterans and their families for that commitment.
Indeed, exactly. Well, Jim, you have safe travels, and we will catch up with you again very soon, my friend. And thanks for checking in this morning.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a great day.